From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are locked and loaded. First live transmission of 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. It is the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Now I'm doing the show for over 3 years from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, we've now been on the air off and on for more than 15 years. Hard to believe, since 1995. And I've been doing radio Monday through Friday since 1998. So going into our 13th year now of that, of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this will be the year that we launch our daily news TV show and our weekly highly produced TV show. 2011, Lord willing, hopefully early in 2011, will be the year that we launch that as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. It'll seem like 5 minutes from now we'll be announcing it is the first day of 2012. Thank you for joining us. But here we are. Have the stacks all here in front of me. Big Sis photocopies credit cards, confiscates Christmas calendars. And we have the video of Homeland Security admitting that they now will randomly take your not just your ID and your passport, but your credit cards and photocopy those as well. This on the heels of them grabbing people's cell phones and downloading everything on them. Laptops, no judge, no jury, no warrant. Total goon force. I did some searching and did confirm that Homeland Security is now digging through general mail domestically and internationally. My mother, 3-4 weeks ago, went on a trip to Europe with one of her friends. And while she was over in Europe, I guess for Christmas, they mailed back a advent calendar, a Christmas calendar, where every day of Christmas has a piece of chocolate in it. And my mother's friend, Homeland Security, got very, very upset. Sent him a letter and said, you're not allowed to do that. It could be terrorism. Chocolate is very evil. So they know if they can set the precedent to just do outrageous things, they can do anything. Stick their hands down your pants. What's coming next? Well, it will be DNA databasing. And that's already on the books as an executive order, so we're going to be breaking that down today. We learned in the 9th of December last year, wow, last year, 2010, last year now, takes some getting used to that, that the film Machete was denied tax breaks in the state of Texas. The race war Mexican supremacist film by Robert Rodriguez here in Austin. And since then, there's been some aftermath of that. And the star, Machete, Danny Trejo, making comments about, jokingly, about wanting to kill the Texas Film Commission. We hope it's a joke. That's in the Hollywood Reporter. And I wanted to discuss this a little bit in a little bit more detail coming up as well, and also get into some of the new laws going into play in different states and federally and internationally in 2011. And I also want to open the phones up throughout the 2 hours, specifically with really what we covered Friday. I thought it was interesting and was sad that the show ended when I did an extra hour. We had 4 hours on Friday. What do you think some of the most important developments were, not just stories, but developments in 2010, and what are your predictions for 2012, 2011, and what are your resolutions for 2011. 2010 is gone. It's now 2011. Here comes 2012 down the road. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to write a note so I don't forget. Don't let me forget, guys. I will also give you my take on what 2012 is going to bring, and do I put any stock in the whole Mayan calendar and the rest of it. That is all coming up today. We also, again, have some of the announcements of the new Congress set to be going in just a few weeks. So that is all coming up. Glad you joined us for the first live transmission of 2011. Not 2010, not 2012. I got to get that straight. 2011. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh. Folks, you've heard his
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is it, our inaugural maiden voyage in 2011. It is the second day of January 2011. That's going to take some getting used to. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up with what you think was the most important developments in 2010, what your predictions are for 2011, what your personal, societal, or political, or even personal resolutions are in this new year. And folks can say, well, it's just a date on a calendar, an arbitrary Gregorian calendar. 2011 years since the death of Christ, or the common era, as the historians now call it. But these are the signposts. These are the markers in our lives. And I have this vivid memory of being 4 years old, sitting there in Dallas, Texas, on San Fernando Way, on that little quiet street, sitting there on the counter while my mother was mixing up a cake. And her being so young, and I was looking up at her, and she waiting for her to give me some of the cake batter when she was done, as she was sitting there blending it and mixing it, and her looking at me smiling with red lipstick on. I just have this image in my mind and saying, what's it going to be like in the year 2000, 2001, the new millennium, Alex? You're going to be big. You're going to be 26 years old. And now, the year 2000, the year 2001, the real start of the new millennia, is old news. Why, it's the past. And I know we've all had those similar experiences, but life is so short, and we're only here once, and life is a test, and it's about leaving the world a better place than when we first got here. And it's about caring about our species and our society and standing up for justice and the family and private property, those things that are the true engines of a happy, free society, the true engines of everything that is good. And the exciting news, as I said Friday, and I'll state it again here live on our first broadcast of 2011, I've been fighting the globalists for now 16 years, and I can tell you with pure confidence, and Ron Paul agrees, Lou Rockwell agrees, Judge Andrew Napolitano agrees, many other political analysts who have true gravitas and, you know, a handle on societal developments. We all agree 2010 was the big year of awakening, political awakening. Hardly anybody laughs at you now when you talk about corruption and world government and the fact that this country is going in the wrong direction. And now, because the majority of people will at least admit there's a problem, we can set about trying to fix that problem. We can set about now trying to reverse the global social engineering, the corporate fascism that uses socialism at the grassroots to make us domesticated and dependent on the megacorporations that are waging war against the true free market through the Republican and Democratic parties, through Labor and the Tories in England, and through all the other major political parties of the planet. That's why we see total continuity of agenda. The same same land-grabbing programs, the same environmental programs, the same police state programs. It's a continuity of agenda worldwide, and the population of this planet is waking up big time to that. So 2010 was the year of big-time awakening, but at the same time, it was also a lot of that awakening happened because the globalists came right out in the open and announced world government, announced that they were planning to devalue the dollar, announced that the police state was here to stay, and announced so many truly horrible things that it shook a lot of people that were in kind of mind-numb zombie dazes out of that mesmerized, daydreaming morass that so many had been in. Let me just do this. Let me just give you the toll-free number to join us on air today, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. First-time callers, long-time callers, doesn't matter. But specifically, I hope that you would – that's a wide field of topics there. We don't screen your calls, but I mean, I can tell you I will get a bit irritated if you call up and ask me about Easter bunnies or something. I mean, I really want to talk about all the serious things that happened last year and take stock of that and where we see this society going in the new year, namely the Republicans. Are they going to reverse that government takeover of health care with the government now announcing, even the New York Times, that, hey, death panels are real and they're good? People always say, well, why are you covering mainstream media if they lie? They only lie part of the time. Most of the time, they tell you that breaking up families is good and having abortions is great. They have a new show on MTV about how fun and stylish it is. Why, it's like getting a new hairstyle. Everybody's got to get one. You know, how great warrantless checkpoints are with police taking your blood. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, the media tells the truth. They just put a spin on it of how great tyranny is, how great it is to have open borders with the lawlessness in Mexico collapsing into the U.S., how great it is to have sodium fluoride in your water when all the big studies admit it massively increases cancer. You know, that's my perspective on it. If people think NAFTA and GATT have been great, if people think globalism has been wonderful, then more power to you. But again, the number 888-201-2244 if you missed it, and we will open the phone system up and take your phone calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. Okay, let me just read through some of the headlines here, too, that we'll be going into more detail as the hours elapse here. Big Sis photocopies credit cards. It's on video, Homeland Security. Rent-a-cops, the TSA, are now copying your credit cards, downloading the contents of your laptop, demanding the code key to your cell phone, and they're slurping it all down onto their computers. No judge, no jury, no laws to allow them to do this. It's just all naked abuse of power and these little reservations they've carved out for themselves to engage in lawlessness to set the precedent. And that's a Paul Joseph Watson article out Sunday, January 2nd. And we have links to the mainstream articles admitting they just download your laptops with no warrant. They just photocopy your credit cards. We have videos of flyers pulling out their own camera and videotaping. Why are you copying my credit cards? And they just say, we'll do what we want. That's the way it is. So we're going to be breaking that down. And something big that ties into this that my mother witnessed with her good friend of many years, Catherine, tried to mail back a holiday calendar from Germany, one of the advent calendars that has little windows for kids with the chocolate candy inside. And Homeland Security sent her a letter and said, no, you will not be getting that. We've confiscated it. And they went on to describe, because some of the hundreds of calendars put out by this company have little toys, little wooden toys in the windows, and those might make a child choke. So again, it's all in the name of protecting the children. It has nothing to do with that. It's about seizing control of the infrastructure and architecture of this society. I thought TSA and Homeland Security was fighting Al-Qaeda. Oh, now we have the AP headline. Fox News as well reported on it. $15 million fines for garage sales. Don't believe me. Just search that term. We'll get mainstream news. And they say, oh, there's tens of thousands of recalled toys. And if they catch you in your garage sale or your gun show or your flea market selling one, $15 million fine, jail time, when no one even knows what toys have been recalled. And where is the federal jurisdiction? But then, meanwhile, all these Chinese toys with lead and mercury in them, those are fine. Shots for kids with mercury and all these other chemicals, that's fine. The drug insert admits it's causing tenfold increase in seizures in children, just the flu shots alone. But that doesn't matter. No. The feds have to take control of all commerce, read all your mail, tear through everything you're doing, because they want to take care of you. They want to keep you safe. When we come back, this is the year where California completely outlaws the incandescent light bulbs, that pleasing light that mirrors the light of a fire or a candle, that great Thomas Edison invention. You must use mercury-filled, deadly, headache-causing, toxic light bulbs. Oh, and guess what? The government's announced they could get data down the power lines and surveil you in your house with the light bulbs.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C AlliC has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. AlliC supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, AlliC. For more information and to order AlliC, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your AlliC today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back live, and I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls early in this hour, because you know I can talk for 2-3 hours and never get to your calls. And then I'm going to news blitz coming up at the start of the next hour, and then we'll continue with calls. But I want to hear from folks here on our first live show of 2011. And that's going to take some getting used to. But you did hear me right, and I'll cover this more later. Fluorescent bulbs to be the only bulbs sold next year. And this is nationally. Starting in 2012, they're going to be phased out and completely banned by 2014. And guess what? Europe's banning them. Australia's already banned them. This is all under UN agreements. And what is in the Food Safety Act? What's been added to the bill that's passed the House? It says in the Senate version that's now passed the House. We read this on air with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, earlier this week, showed you the bill. In the Food Safety Act, written by big agribusiness, openly to shut down small farms and ranches, it says to comply with the United Nations Agreement, Codex Alimentarius, which actually bans over-the-counter sale of vitamin C, vitamin B, and things like that. Just total control. Well, what do you think big industry does? They come lobby to make you buy their vaccines. They come and lobby to shut down their competition, small farms and ranches. This is called vertical integration. And you heard me right when I said use the light bulbs to spy on you. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send code and internet data, Associated Press, December 27th. And I covered this a little bit last week, but since then, I wanted to check if my memory served. Because you'll hear me cover a news article, and then I'll add some things on top of it from past research. And I was indeed correct. When I first saw this going back about 13 years ago, I didn't believe it. Then 10 years ago, when the National Ham Radio Association out of Dallas, we had their director on. They complained about it. We had them on. Then I had other engineers on, and it's actually true. Yes, we're living in 2011, and it is Buck Rogers, but most of the Buck Rogers stuff is being used for bad. I love technology, but this is being used for bad. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send code to internet data. Now, I see a story like that. I said I'd cover this later. I'll just cover the light bulb stuff now and then get to your calls and then the economy and the TSA and a bunch of other information. North Korea warns war would bring nuclear holocaust. That's coming up next hour. Machete, the race war, Mexican supremacist film has been denied. State of Texas tax incentives, which I actually don't like. And Rodriguez got more publicity out of us attacking it than he loses with the $1.7 million tax incentive he's lost. But I was against the tax incentive because they've been denying other films, like films about Waco, because the state said that it was critical of the Texas government. Well, how can you deny that film funding in Texas and other films, but then not deny Rodriguez? I said change the law where they do get the tax incentives, but where government can't control what you say and do. I don't like the discrimination and that it's unfair. But I'm going to talk more about that coming up the next hour. And Rodriguez and Danny Trejo and others have been attacking yours truly, and I don't like it. And I'm going to stand up for myself here and go over that coming up in the next hour. I might spend a segment on it or so. I don't have a lot of time to cover that. But, I mean, come on. You know, my issue with those guys is they got caught lying about what was in the film. We got the script. And they told the Austin American Statesman that I didn't have the script. The producer of the film said that when we did have the script. And the film came out and it was what we said was in it. I got the script from insiders there who were Hispanic and were upset about the film. I mean, this is a film creating just, well, I'm going to cover it later. The problem is I start getting into one issue and then I start segueing off into it. That's coming up in the next hour as well. State offices face letter campaign over machete incentives. And I love this one line out of the Statesman where they do get it right. In early May, Jones expressed outrage over a trailer for the movie that Rodriguez released on the Internet. The trailer, which came out just after the passage of the new immigration law in Arizona, featured one of the stars, Jenny Trejo, saying that he had a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona. He then proceeded to use a variety of weapons against Americans. You mean against white people with cowboy hats. And the message is, you know, you're wearing a cowboy hat, you're a racist, you deserve to die. I mean, in this movie, the whites are literally crucifying Hispanics, murdering pregnant Hispanic women, and they all deserve to die. Hitler put out movies about how groups like communists and others deserve to die. And so the Germans felt good about killing them. I'm not going to stand here and watch Birth of a Nation, quote, Mexican style, and just roll over in some political correctness. I'm done. I protested the Ku Klux Klan, and I protested Robert Rodriguez. And I happen to know years ago, because I've been in a few movies here in Austin, really never asked, but was honored to be in some of them, Waking Life and Scanner Darkly and others, Rick Linklater films, that got a chance to meet Keanu Reeves and Woody Harrelson and so many others, Winona Ryder. The list goes on. But, you know, I've been told by directors and other people, like, hey, you woke up Bruce Willis. We gave him your films, and now he knows about the New World Order. And then, sure enough, he tells Vanity Fair that, you know, 6 months later. But I hear other stuff. And going back years ago, I have people on sets, you know, other movie people go, yeah, I gave your films to Robert Rodriguez. And he said, I don't want to see those because Alex is against the La Reconquista. Alex is against open borders. Well, Mexico is completely imploding. There have been 28,000 deaths. It's a hellhole. And yes, it's lost wars with the U.S. And yes, Mexico's nationalistic. And yes, Mexico is angry. And it is a very popular thing in the culture now. And Hollywood pushes it because they want to break down this country to try to make Hispanic Americans hate this country. And the United States isn't perfect, don't get me wrong, but I'll take the United States and the private property and the Second Amendment over what goes on in Mexico, where you criticize the government, they come and shoot you in the street. Or you criticize corrupt drug lords, they come and kill you. It's a culture of intimidation and threats. And they put out a political trailer with real scenes from the movie showing state senators in cowboy hats in front of the Texas Capitol being shot by snipers because they're white. And then Danny Trejo says, I got a message to Arizona in the ad. And then Rodriguez comes out and says, that stuff isn't in the movie when it was. And now Trejo told the Hollywood Reporter repeatedly, you know, maybe Machete ought to come kill Texas. Maybe Machete ought to come kill the Texas Film Commission. Are we going to turn into Mexico? Where you criticize somebody and somebody comes and kills you? Is that what this is all about? Huh? I mean, why don't you live in Mexico, Robert Rodriguez? Because you'd be shaken down. You'd be robbed by the drug cartels overnight. And you know that. You're too scared to go down and live in Mexico, but you think it's a superior culture to this republic. And you try to intimidate good Hispanic Americans to join your race cult. I know all about it. Okay? I don't like the white supremacists, and I don't like the Mexican supremacists. But the thing is, the Mexican supremacists dance around out in the open and think that, you know, and all these cowardly, cowed gringos lick boots and bow down and get off on all of it. And not me. Not me. I'm calling you out, okay? What you got to do? Come after me.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
You see, I live in the real world. I went to the gym today and heard all these grown men like a bunch of mother hens talking about sports icons and what great men they were and what great athletes they were. And you can't blame them. From being small children, they were raised up to only have icons that didn't matter. And that's why they don't value liberty and freedom. They value being like little kids, obsessing over other people. I live in the real world. I deal with real issues. I went on air 2 months before 9/11 and said they're going to blow the World Trade Center up, call the White House and tell them don't do it. They're going to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. I get sent the secret federal documents where they admit Homeland Security set up for gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, and that the government, it's illegitimate, is preparing for war with the American people after they steal everybody's pension funds and bank accounts and devalue the dollar. That's what matters. I've gone up against the TSA and put it on the front burner nationwide as a revolt. And so you better believe when I get contacted by members of a film crew who are Hispanic and who are smart and who understand what a racist film that is, full of stereotypes on both sides, that it was going to generate enmity and division, you better believe I covered it. And then to see Rodriguez and others go in the press and say nothing that was in that trailer was in the film, and then I had the script and knew he was lying, and then to see them in the newspaper saying that I didn't have the script, and then to go to the movie theater and it was the script word for word, that's outrageous! I mean, if you're going to make A Birth of the Nation, that was the famous Ku Klux Klan, pro-Ku Klux Klan film, if you're going to make one of those from a Hispanic perspective, if you're going to be a Hispanic supremacist, then be proud about it. Like the Brown Berets, I can play clips of right here, saying whites are the devil and whites need to all be killed. Or Reverend Wright up there saying whites are the devil. Or Black Panthers I've played here saying kill all the white women, kill all the white children. I mean, if you're going to get into that type of garbage, then go all the way. Don't sneak around and say it's comedy or it's satire when everybody knows it isn't. I know what your political beliefs are. I live here in this town. Don't sit there and say that you're in fantasy world when you're not in fantasy world. When you're in the real world, in a real arena, against real adversaries. I read the SPP, North American Union documents, how they're going to use racial division to bring in the world government, how they're going to use the flu, how they're going to use the border implosion to do it. I want freedom for Mexico. I want freedom for my country. I want to live in peace with everybody. But I know the Ford Foundation and the big social engineers, and this came out in several congressional commissions back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, the church committees and others, that the Carnegie Endowment and others said they would create racial division in this country in the name of diversity to get everybody at each other's throats through divide and conquer so we don't come together against the new world order. By 2045, more than half this country is going to be Hispanic. And if the globalists can teach Hispanics to be anti-America and to hate this republic, they're going to be able to win. But if we, the people, no matter what color you are, can wake up everybody, including Hispanics, to the global crime syndicate, we can have a free society together. We can all own guns and own property and have low taxes and control our own destiny. But you look at Hollywood, all they do is push destructive stuff to the culture, to the family. Everything they sell is death. You're never going to hear a liberal black leader talk about how, and I was corrected, I've been saying 51% of blacks have been aborted since Roe v. Wade 1973. I'm sorry, it was 52%. 52% of black people are not born in this country. They're murdered in the womb. That number is climbing to upwards of 30% of Hispanics. The globalists are upset. They're only killing about 18% of whites. Now, all these fake white leaders, black leaders, Hispanic leaders, and the left and the right, they'll never talk about issues like that. I don't want Hispanic babies dead. I want them to have freedom and 1776 beating in their heart. Not a bunch of Ford Foundation racial division trash that Robert Rodriguez is putting out. Now, he's got his First Amendment to put movies like that out. And I said that. And I told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Austin American Statesman and Fox News and all of them when they called to quote me that I'm saying that they've denied funding to mildly political films in Texas, and the state of Texas, if it's going to have tax incentives, which I'm all for, I'm always for lower taxes, that it should be no strings attached. I've never tried to go get the tax incentives because I looked at the way it's set up. You got to go to this little board and they decide, and I would never get them. But Rodriguez can put out one of the most radical, hate-filled, race-baiting films I've ever seen, and he was going to get the funding. It was approved. We called the governor's office. Then they lied and said it hadn't been approved. Now it came out in the Statesman through FOIA requests that they'd been told they were getting funding. That's why Danny Trejo, the star of the film, is now in the news. He is now in the Austin America Statesman. He is now in the Hollywood Reporter. Here's the headline: Machete's Danny Trejo knocks Texas Film Commission funding decision. He says it's going back on your word, and that's not Texan. Well, in your movie, Texans are all racist devils that have to be mass murdered in a helter-skelter Charlie Manson race war, Trejo. They have, the bad guys talk about how their great-great-granddaddy was at the Alamo. So don't act like you got some respect for Texas. You don't have any respect for those men at the Alamo, a third of them that were Hispanic. You don't even know about the Alamo, Mr. Trejo, so shut up! It's going back on your word, and that's not Texan, Trejo tells the Hollywood Reporter. I'm kind of hurt. You're kind of hurt that we called you on your race war film, where in the script they have you worship as God at the end, the only part of it that was cut out? Rather than the film being negative to Texas, Trejo feels strongly the funding reversal goes against the Texas way of life. I think the way the Texas Film Commission did this puts Texas in the bad light, says Trejo. All the folks at the Alamo would be pretty mad right now. Really? They'd be pretty mad right now. Yeah, I bet they would. When your film attacks the people at the Alamo, it's a bunch of racist scum. It might be Machete kills the Texas Film Commission. And I've got him in other newspapers talking about coming to Texas as Machete. By the way, the Film Commission is a puppet of Rick Perry. The Film Commission had to resign a few months ago. Actually, December 1st. He had to resign a month ago. Rick Perry's getting ready to run for president. You think he's going to have his name attached to this? By the way, I don't think Rick Perry has any business involved with your film. But I simply told the Statesman, and I told the Film Commission, and it was printed all over the country, I listed the films that they've cut funding for. They didn't get their tax incentives, a film about Waco and others. And I said, if you take their incentives and not this incentive, you can never take anybody else's incentive. And I said, that's fine with me, because I don't want you to have the moral authority to be able to waddle in there and censor people. I'm all for tax cuts. By the way, I say in the next legislative session that they reverse that law and give the $1.7 million to Robert Rodriguez. Maybe he can move down to war-torn Mexico, where the criminal elite down there rule over their people. Hey, Trejo and Rodriguez, why don't you make a movie about the racism in Mexico, and how if you watch the Mexican Congress on C-SPAN, when they have it on sometimes, they look whiter than people in Alabama. They look whiter than a Ku Klux Klan rally. I was recently on vacation, and where I was on vacation was about half the people there were rich Mexicans. And I thought I was looking at 6'5" people from the Netherlands or something, or Scandinavians. You know, I don't call you cockroaches like the rich Mexicans that got their foot on your neck, dude. I'm not like Margaret Sanger, the fake liberal, saying we got to hire black leaders so we can kill these weeds. Now, I'm not here trying to have division. I want to be friends with everybody. But I'm not going to sit here and watch your trashy film implying all whites are racist and take it.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, from the front lines of the information war. All right, look, I'll get into the light bulbs and the federal reports that are on the books where they have data transmission down power lines, where all of the appliances are now having chips put in them to spy on you with audio, video, you name it, inside your house. You cannot make this up. You've all heard about smart meters in California and Texas where the government can then turn off your thermostat or decide what temp your house can be. And then they promised, oh, we're not going to do that. Now California says, yes, we will control your thermostat. Here's the headline, ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. Wait till I get into this later in the next hour. But that's what I'm frustrated about. I have all the government documents, and we have scientists on air that they're putting hundreds of toxic poisons in the water to reduce fertility and to brain damage people, and I'm busy having to deal with race war movies. I know that the so-called liberals, not on the street, they're well-meaning, but at the highest levels, the Ford Foundation, people like Margaret Sanger, the Rockefellers, said they would pose as liberals, would stir up racial division so they'd get people's trust as the ones stirring it up. So when you're busy hating the white guy or the Mexican or whoever that lives down the street or the guy from China or the guy from Germany or whatever, or the Brit or whoever, while you're busy hating somebody because of their religion or their color or whatever, the big government's the referee over it all, and they're a bunch of eugenicists that want you dead. Why didn't Robert Rodriguez make a movie about, hey, Hispanics, don't go out and abort all your babies? I don't want you to die. I want you to live. I love you. I don't dislike you because of what color your skin is. I don't like it that you're being filled full of racism for me, and I'm supposed to sit here and take it. I'm 36 years old. I hadn't done jack squat to anybody. The only racism I've ever experienced in my life is from people that aren't white coming after me because I'm white. And do I sit there and then hate everybody who's a different color than me because certain groups, certain people in those groups have attacked me? No. But I'm not going to lay down here with a bunch of self-righteous people lecturing me about how I'm bad. See, it's all a political intimidation. Just to make everybody guilty, guilty for the earth, pay more taxes, has nothing to do with saving the earth. Oh, guilty about race. Oh, you're not for the health care? You don't like black people. Remember, that was the talking point on CNN, MSNBC? What does that have to do with it? Just non sequitur in the middle of nowhere, whether it was Carlos Watson or the hardball guy or the other host on CNN, all of them. This is really racism. It's why they don't want the government health care. Really, we read the subsections about death panels. Now it's admitted that they are in there, that they are going to cut people's care who are older. They're like, be quiet, racist. Racist? You throw that out there because you're worse than just a run-of-the-mill racist. You're a race baiter. You're a master racist who uses it. And that's why I'm frustrated. And I don't like being talked to like an idiot by Rodriguez and people saying, you don't have the script. You know, none of what's in the trailers in the movie, and it was a lie. I'm tired of government. I'm tired of media treating me like I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. And the American people aren't stupid, and they're waking up. All right, I said I'd take a lot of calls here in the new year, and I promise when we come back next hour, I'm taking nothing but calls. I won't even get to all this news then. Paul, Peter, Jason, Jera, Nick, Manny, Laura, Bob, Andrew, Tim, Henry, Garfield, we could take unlimited calls. The phone system can take 500 calls at once. Oh, help me. 888-201-2244. I appreciate you holding. I just want to live in peace. And they make these race war films. So if you're Hispanic, you don't feel comfortable around whites. So if you're white, you don't feel comfortable around Hispanics. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Meanwhile, we're all fighting with each other. I mean, have you seen how the blacks and Hispanics are killing each other? It's even worse. See, the media convinces people that racism only comes from white people. It isn't what you call racism. It's tribalism. You ever seen the Star Trek episode where, you know, the overlords are white on one side of their face and black on the other, and on the other it's the opposite? They're genetically identical except for that, but one group's suppressed and the others aren't. There's always groups that will use division to get control. I'm fighting with the big international megabanks. I want my free market. I want my private property. I want my self-dignity. I want my Second Amendment. So I don't have to live in fear. It's a mark of a free man that I got a .357 Magnum right here. It's a mark of a free man that I got semi-auto 7mm Magnum rifles. It's a mark of a free man that if I want a Barrett semi-autic 50 cal, I got one. It's mine. I'm free. I'm not domesticated. I didn't have my Weibos hacked off. It's not even that I have courage. It's that when people get in my face, I get right back at it. And I'm not running anymore. I'm not backing down anymore. I got the TSA here sticking their hands down people's pants. Now they're confiscating and photocopying people's credit cards. Listen, though, I mentioned this light bulb business. If they can ban whatever toilets they want globally, if they can ban tobacco wherever they want globally, first where you can smoke it, later totally ban it, if they can have federal inspections of your house, that's on the books now, passed the House, never passed the Senate, if they can ban your light bulb, if they can put sodium fluoride in your water, and now the media announces the government wants to put lithium in from Japan to the United States, both nations have announced it. All that's happening. They set the precedent with things that sound reasonable. Oh, you've got to put this certain type of mercury-filled light bulb in that major studies show gives you a horrible headache, and all of these incandescent that the studies show are soothing to the eye and more of a natural light, you're not allowed to have those. And in Europe, they're actually raiding people's houses that have them now. When you see an Audi commercial about the green police arresting people, that's what they're really getting you ready for. They're now digging through people's trash cans all over the U.S. and cities that have put it in, taking you to jail if you don't recycle properly. They're arresting, you know, 81-year-old women for things like that. It's happening. It's tyranny. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's their excuse to take over society. What would Chris Matthews say to that? Oh, you're a racist. You know, I think I like a blue car, not a green car. Oh, you're a racist. See, any opinion, the political correct people bring out race when it has nothing to do with it. It's a distraction. It's a political football. And meanwhile, they couldn't get the Congress to pass the greenhouse gas takeover. Let me explain something. I'm all against pollution. I live here. I don't want to die. My family lives here. Your family lives here. I've studied the power plants. Texas supplies more power than any other state in the union to surrounding states. Number one power producer in the country. Texas this year said, you haven't passed that legislation. If you pass it in the Congress, we'll follow it, even though it's a violation of states' rights. That's what the Attorney General said. They couldn't pass the law. Obama announced last week they're going to have the EPA come in. China has no restrictions on their reactors, coal power plants. Here, they have digital sniffers up on the top and Cessnas that fly above every day to test the air. There is literally no pollution coming out of those coal-powered plants when they're operating under specs, except for carbon dioxide and water vapor. So they've listed that as a toxic waste when it's what plants breathe. And every study shows that it's been much higher in Earth's earlier history and that it's good for humans, good for plants, because plants then exhale more oxygen that we need. The Earth is carbon dioxide, oxygen starved. And now there's no law backing up the EPA. They just come into Texas and seize control of plants, and they're going to raise the standards and shut down many coal-powered plants. China gets to build 2 to 3 a week. We don't even get 2 or 3 new coal-powered plants a year in the entire United States. We can't compete. And that's globalism. Shut down our nation by any way they can. They tell you what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of toilet. You think any of that's going on in China or India or Mexico? Zero. Zero. It's meant to deindustrialize this country, and it's a huge, out-of-control federal power grab. The Environmental Protection Agency announced Thursday it is taking the unprecedented step of directly issuing air permits to industries in Texas, citing the state's unwillingness to comply with greenhouse gas regulations going into effect January 2nd. You know, when the TSA starts sticking their hands down people's pants, people say, show us the law, and they say, we don't have a law, it's a policy. A sworn peace officer can't do that, but these goons do. These federal goons outside of their jurisdiction. It's the same thing here. They didn't pass the law. There's no congressional law. At least Congress in 2007 passed the law to phase in banning the incandescent light bulbs. There's no law here. These are lawless people. It's illegitimate. And Texas needs to stand up against these globalists in their own statements at the UN saying they want to shut down our industrial capacity. Because then only certain key insiders will be able to operate. They'll move everything that's left to China. This is the mega rich waging war against all the rest of us. They don't want a free market. Just like the legislation they're trying to pass to shut down the family farms and ranches that was publicly written by big agribusiness to shut down their competition. That's the real fight. Second hour straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.